Just want to get the county administrator to know about it.
Test.
Okay, we are on and recording.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You really want to speak into your mics now, because that is the recording mechanism.
Okay, we are on the record, and we are back in public session. Today's date is June 30th, 2022. We're here to discuss an employee matter. I'd like the board to address each of the matters raised by the employee in order, but first, I'm going to defer to Mr. Wilcox.
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. Scott Wilcox. I'd like to address the legal issue that was presented by the employee, which is the due process and notice issue. The United States Supreme Court has determined that a pre-deprivation hearing, which is the initial stages of the discipline, are necessary and need not be elaborate. It has pointed out that the formalities and procedural requisites for that hearing can vary depending on the importance of the interest involved and the nature and subsequent proceedings. Nevertheless, an employee must be given clear notice of the charges against him or her, in this case her, and a time and opportunity to address them. The original part comes from a case called Bodie versus Connecticut 401 U.S. 371 at page 378. It's a 1971 decision, and the subsequent notation comes from Annapol versus University of Delaware, federal case 412 Fed Sup 675, page 679, note 8. That's a Delaware District Court decision of 1976. The United States Supreme Court has also held in the case of Parrott versus Taylor, 451 U.S. 527. It's a 1981 decision that a deprivation of property does not rise to the level of a constitutional violation so long as the employee is given a forum within which to redress may be had. This hearing today, or yesterday and today, has provided Ms. Wicks with sufficient notice of all of the charges against her and an opportunity to be heard and defend herself, including the latter claim by Ms. Calloway that was testified to by Mr. Vickers. Nevertheless, even assuming she wasn't given proper due process, she didn't suffer any prejudice, because as Mr. Lawson testified to, the discipline of Ms. Wicks did not change due to the new claim by Ms. Calloway. Therefore, if removed, he testified, the decision wouldn't have changed either. Therefore, legally, she was given proper notice and due process, and this hearing corrected any issues that may have arisen.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Okay, as I stated in my opening, as a board, we're going to address each of the matters brought forward by the employee in order. So I'd like to start first on the issue of sexual harassment. I'll look to my fellow board members. Is there a motion on the issue of sexual harassment?
Joan Neal. Mr. Chair, I make a motion that the board find that Ms. Wicks has failed to present sufficient evidence to show an intent by any employee of Sussex County to discriminate against her, in her discipline was based upon her sex, or that there was any direct evidence presented for which an inference can be made that any county employees intended to discriminate against Ms. Wicks in her discipline.
We have a motion. Do I have a second to the motion?
Kathy Newcomb, I would second that motion.
Okay. Let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Do you want to deliberate it on, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Let's have deliberations. Who'd like to start?
Joan Neal, I would say it was one incident. It was 15 years ago and not reported until such time as discipline action was taken in 2021.
And for me, I think that the county showed that members of her same class, other females, they were being treated the same as males as far as demotion and discipline, not being treated differently.
Okay. I concur with that. My own opinion is as well that as part of the testimony, it came out that employees, both male and female, were disciplined for improper activities. So I would vote in the affirmative as well. So I'm going to ask for a vote. All those in favor of the motion that's on the floor?
Let me just take a roll call, just so it's on the record, if you don't mind.
Sure. We'll do a roll call.
Kathy Newcomb, and for the reason that I've stated, I would vote to uphold the motion.
Joan Neal, for the reasons I've stated, I'm voting yes for the motion.
Okay. Michael Owens, chairman, and for the reasons noted, I vote affirmed as well.
So just to clear the record, the vote was unanimous that there was no evidence of sexual harassment against Ms. Wicks in the discipline, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
On the next matter, we're moving to the issue of a hostile work environment. So I would ask if there's a motion regarding hostile work environment.
Mr. Chairman, I, Kathy Newcomb, make a motion that the board find that Ms. Wicks has failed to establish that she suffered intentional discrimination because of her sex, that her claimed discrimination was pervasive and regular, or that the discrimination Ms. Wicks claims detrimentally affected her or would detrimentally affect a reasonable person of the same sex to justify a claim of hostile work environment.
A second.
Oh, second. Sorry.
Okay. We have a motion, second. Deliberations?
In this case, for me, I think...
Kathy, can you state your name just for the
Kathy
record?
Kathy Newcomb. And in this case, I can appreciate the fact that Ms. Wicks had a tough environment per se, but the fact that she was not directly working together for 14 or 15 years with Mr. Murray, and the fact that she may not have wanted to come forward with the information, but I think as soon as you're challenged and your job's in jeopardy, that's when you have the opportunity to come forward. And she didn't bring up any of these hostile work environment accusations in her PIP in August of 2020, nor in the first appeal in August of 2021. It wasn't until months after that. So I'm having a hard time being convinced that it was a hostile work environment.
Okay.
Joan Neal. I would say from testimony offered these last 2 days, it's clear that EMS is a mess. Ms. Wicks, your testimony leads me to believe that you work in a very difficult environment, but I don't think it meets the definition of hostile work environment that's severe and pervasive to alter the condition of the environment.
Okay. Thank you. I agree with the other two board members, and Ms. Wicks, if anything has come out of this hearing, I agree that the EMS work situation is not the best. And I believe we as a board feel that there needs to be significant improvement there for all employees. That being said, I agree with my fellow board members that I did not see, based on the testimony, I had a hard time getting to the hostile work environment. You had ample opportunity over a period of years to bring a claim to human resources, but you chose not to do so. So based on that, I'm going to agree that that particular claim is denied. So we need to take a vote on a roll call, please. Okay.
Kathy Newcomb, I would vote yes on the motion that I presented.
Joan Neal, I would vote yes for the reasons I presented.
Michael Owens, based on the information that I stated, I vote to approve the motion as well. Hearing that, I see we have a vote of 3-0. It's unanimous.
And that's unanimous on the issue that you don't find hostile work environment based upon the testimony provided?
Correct. Turning to the third and final item that was placed before us was the issue of the county's discipline decision of Mr. Murray on August 18th, 2021, and Mr. Lawson's letter dated December 28th. I'd like to ask if there's a motion on this particular item.
Mr. Chairman, Kathy Newcomb, I make a motion that the board uphold or uphold the disciplinary decision in the August 18th, 2021 Level 3 written reprimand and County Administrator Lawson's decision dated December 28th, 2021.
Joan Neal, second.
Chair, I just asked that there were three elements of that decision, and I know you're upholding it, but just for the record, if each one of you could go through the three elements and kind of give a basis for your decision to uphold the discipline on each, as you're giving your deliberation, I appreciate it. Do you have that in front of you?
I do. For me, in the matter of the testing and the assistance with the testing, if someone is like your sister, if you're that close and you're there two nights before the test, one night before the test, even if you're having other emotional matters, I can't imagine the testing wouldn't have come up. So I just find that there's substance to that being inappropriate at that level. The college coursework, I am not computer literate, but I could probably do a 5-slide PowerPoint in about a half hour. I don't know why it would take time at the station, time at someone's home. So I think that there's some credibility to there being someone doing it on someone else's behalf as opposed to the assistance. And then the personal evaluations. The evaluation was pretty long. Some contents within the evaluation would have been known facts, like that the person was a teacher in Del Tech, but how it would be known that that specific sentence was in the evaluation leads me to believe that there's some sort of collaboration there.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, I concur with Kathy. For the promotional testing.
State your name. I'm sorry.
Joan Neal. For the promotional testing, I believe the meeting on October 1st was for the benefit of preparing for the mass casualty incident training based on the testimony that was presented. For the college coursework, I would agree it would not take multiple sessions to put together that PowerPoint. I didn't find Ms. Wicks had testimony to refute that, to prove that she actually did the work. As for the personnel evaluation, I thought Stephanie Forbes' testimony presented sufficient evidence of the content of Dan Stone's evaluation that I don't think would be obtained by eavesdropping.
Okay. Thank you. For myself, I concur with my fellow board members. With regard to the testing, again, it troubles me that a supervisor would have as close a relationship with someone who was testing for a promotional opportunity. Clearly, there are some lines of delineation that have to be established there. And in terms of the testimony, Mrs. Wicks, I didn't hear anything from your side that refuted, in my mind, the testimony of Stephanie Forbes. With regard to the coursework, again, we reviewed the slides, the text messages that were presented in evidence by Mrs. Forbes. And you, unfortunately, did not have any evidence to refute it. The jump drive, we didn't have access to the jump drive. So it became a he said, she said, or a she said, and unfortunately, the evidence that we had, I found in favor of Ms. Forbes. And with regard to the evaluation writing, again, and it's been stated here by fellow board members, you can stand outside an office and you can hear things that are being said when you're talking to people, but when you're typing an evaluation, it's very difficult in my mind to see what's going on that written page, and for a subordinate to be involved in the writing of an evaluation when they have no supervisory responsibilities, that's just an egregious error. So I based on the testimony again, I believe the claim that was made that the subordinate did participate in that activity. So for those reasons, I'm going to vote to uphold the motion, and we'll do a roll call.
Kathy Newcomb, and for the reasons I stated, I would vote to uphold that motion.
Joan Neal, I'm voting yes based on the reasons I stated.
Michael Owens, for the reasons stated, I'm voting to uphold the motion. So we have a vote of 3-0. It's unanimous.
And again, Mr. Chairman, that is a vote to uphold or sustain the disciplinary decisions of the county, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So with that, I don't believe we have any other business. I think you need to take a motion to adjourn.
Again, thank you to everyone. This was a very difficult case. I hope we've all learned some lessons as a result of this. We can all do better. And so with that, we'll close this meeting, and I'll ask for just a motion to adjourn.
That moves.
Second.
We have a motion, second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank the board. That was a long 2 days. A voluntary position. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.